It's time to bring in Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
Hello there, Marshall. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I'm not particularly really happy with this January thaw. Because it's really not gotten to the place where you can thaw. You know, the temperatures are only getting into the low 40s.
Which is still way above the average.
I still have snow by my house.
Right, but it's still above. I have snow here too, but it's still above the average. So, you know, it's milder than it should be for January.
I would consider it to be a January thaw if I had mud in my front walk, and I don't have any. So there.
Okay, fine. For your information, by the way, when you call me, I'm not hearing what goes on the air. I just thought I'd tell you that.
What was that?
I'm not hearing what's going on the air when you call me.
Really?
No. So I just thought I'd tell you that happened yesterday, too. I got to tell you. So it's like it's almost dead silence, but I could hear your recording in the background. And then I don't really hear you until you introduce me.
Yeah, it's bizarre. Maybe that's an offshoot of this new program.
I don't know.
It might be. I might have to go back to the old program.
I don't know. Well, it doesn't matter to me as long as I can hear you.
As long as I can hear you.
Right.
Well, now, let's get into this. All right. So let's get into this weather.
All right. So it's still very calm and quiet through Friday. Sun and clouds, 40 today, 20 tonight. Low 40s, sunny on Wednesday. Now a little colder Thursday, mid-30s and sunny. And then back to the low 40s and sunny Friday. As far as the offshore snow. Mm-hmm. The Euro continues to keep it offshore, although it is a little closer to the coast this morning than it was yesterday. The Canadian model, which one day brings a lot of snow, the next day does not, is saying, no, it's going to stay offshore. But the new American GFS model keeps nudging the storm closer and closer to the coast and has definitely given us a chance of snow on Saturday. Now, remember, folks, I mean, these are the three major models. And two are saying no, one is saying yes. So it's still not a confident situation.
Yeah.
But it's got to be watched. You know, I went back and I looked at similar situations. And you'll see this in your trivia tomorrow on your form. But in 1966, in the end of January, there was a storm that came up the coast that brought anywhere from 1 to 2 feet of snow across the area and closed schools for 1 week.
What year was that?
1966.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember that extremely well.
You do, right?
We were trapped in our house for 4 days.
There you go. I can't tell you how close the scenario this weekend is to that.
Yeah, they had to come down. We had a town road that ended by our house. They had to come down with a huge V plow and backloaders because the snow was so deep and the drifts were so high. I say 3 days, it might have been 2 days, but it was so deep. And this is one of those things that you remember as a kid, that out of the kitchen door, right next to the kitchen door, we actually had tunnels that went from the house to the garage and stuff like that. You could crawl through as kids. There was just so much snow. It was unbelievable. I remember that extremely well.
Yeah, there were drifts up to 15 feet.
Yeah, it was amazing. It was absolutely amazing.
Now, I'm not saying that we're going to get one like that, but I will tell you that the synoptic situation is very similar. So while the other two models are poo-pooing this and the American model is getting closer and closer to the coast, the American model, even though it's the odd man out today, could be the only man in come the weekend.
Yeah.
So we still have to wait and watch. I think, you know, tomorrow there should be a better idea. But, you know, I always tell you this, Marshall, 48 hours before a storm, that's when the models pick it up. Yeah. And 48 hours is Thursday. So we have some time to work on that. And that's what I'll be doing. I'll be working on that. Other than that, yes. I have to tell you, it's just been it's been a delight. It's been nice and calm. You know, I'm able to do some stuff in the afternoon, like editing and preparing, you know, for the movie premiere, which is 1 month from tomorrow. Saturday, February 29th is when we have to have everything ready to show this movie. And you know that this has been a rough one because I don't ever remember still shooting the movie in January. I mean, usually it's always done in October, but this one was a rough one. So I'm hoping that, you know, everybody's going to be able to make it and we'll have a good time.
I bet you everybody will be able to make it.
Well, they will if the weather cooperates.
Well, if the weather doesn't cooperate, what you should do is you should film like the whatever's going on outside the blizzard, if it's a blizzard or whatever, if it's snowing and stuff like that, and then make a movie next year about the premiere party that you couldn't have.
Sounds like a clever idea, but do you think I'm in that mood?
No. It could be a prequel.
You know, I've had enough of videotaping, to be honest with you right now. And I'm still videotaping because every once in a blue moon, it comes up that we need a scene from the actual movie to incorporate into our movie. So I have to load the movie, make a copy, upload it to the computer so the editor could edit it. So I'm still doing all of that. But needless to say, that's it. What can I tell you? I have only thing that is hanging over my head is next Monday when I have to go back to the dentist.
That's right.
I dread it.
This has been a long process for you.
This stinks.
And expensive.
Exactly.
Folks, you wouldn't believe how much money this is going to end up costing. Pat, you wouldn't believe it.
No,
that's all I'll say. I'll just put my guess in a total. If you did everything, it would be around $20,000.
$30,000.
Yeah. Oh, ouch. Amazing.
$30,000, and it started last May. Yeah. And it's still going on. And, you know, up until the last visit, it wasn't bad. I mean, pain-wise or nothing like that. I would, you know, get a thumbs up. But after going through this whole ritual, now, I mean, to me, I just don't know if you're young and you need to do this. And I'm talking young. I'm talking 20, 30, you know, between 20 and 30 years old. Yeah, go ahead and do it. But, you know, if you're, you know, 60 plus, I think there's a better way around this. And that's called bridges and dentures.
Yeah, no, that's a... Well, by Pat doing this, folks, we've ensured that he's not going to retire anytime soon.
That's for sure. I'll be working and pay this off. That's for sure.
You'll be working just like me. Your teeth will be chattering long after we're gone.
Yeah, I'll be 6 feet under. My teeth will still be here on the broadcast booth.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Talking to you, right?
That's exactly right. How sad is that? That's pretty sad. That's pretty sad. All right there, Pat. Well, all right, well, so we'll get through the boring week, and you'll always have the weekend to look forward to.
Isn't that lovely, especially if there's a storm?
Yeah. Well, sooner or later, we got to get a storm, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I would prefer later, but as you say, sooner or later, it's got to come.
All right, Pat, I will speak to you mañana.
Hey, that sounds good, Marshall.
All right, take care.
Bye-bye.
I'm Pat Picanto this morning in the Weather Center.